Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome to carnival season. It's rolling. I got mixed up in it last night a little bit, just a little bit. Not a lot happening with all the rain and everything, but it's very convincing that the carnival is here. And well, what do we have? About 2 weeks worth of this and where we can be utterly unique to unlike the rest of our people who live in the rest of America. Here in New Orleans, we get to be totally unique for 2 weeks a year, and it's great to do that. This is the food show, by the way. All we do is talk about food, about restaurants, about cooking, about wine. But I have two things to bring up about carnival and its relationship to food. And both of them, I think, it seems to me, add something to my appreciation of it. The first is that carnival is, as you know, probably, it is a holiday in which the subject of the holiday is to eat beef, specifically beef. There's a carnival parade float that is right in the middle of Rex, is right at the beginning, in fact. And what they talk about there is this cow that they have on the float, and the implication is that they're going to cut it up and make it into steaks, and everybody's going to eat the last beef before you go into Lent. That's the concept, anyway. I don't think there is anywhere near enough of the posturing around that particular set of circumstances. I've been doing my best for years. On Mardi Gras itself, I go out and I have a steak at the Crescent City Steakhouse, along with as many of my friends, most of whom I don't know until I get there, are sitting at the table with me, as many as we can fit there. But we've had a lot of fun doing that for about the last 25 years or so. And I feel like I'm doing my part to keep that part of the tradition going, because now we move over to part two, which is much more distressing to me. Although, as distressing things go, this isn't all that big a deal. It is that we go to the carnival parades and we have a great time, and the bands are wonderful, and all the colors and the floats and the catches and the throws and the catches. Listen to that. And it's different and it's real. But I bring this up every year. I'm hoping that before I shuffle off this mortal coil, we will see some progress in this direction. I think that we ought to have more of an emphasis on food during Mardi Gras. And when you go to the parades and you approach one of the food trucks or, you know, all these vendors who are out there on the streets selling all kinds of stuff, you find that it's the same kind of food that you would find in some kind of really cheap, nothing kind of a city out in the middle of nowhere, just like a regular festival like we have here all the time, but with hot dogs and pizza and hamburgers and cotton candy and all of that stuff. I'm not saying that all of that ought to be banned, but it seems to me that if we were to have the kind of food that you would find at, let's say, the jazz festival or the French Quarter festival, where there's this just huge variety of really, really great food with crawfish and crab meat and even vegetarian things, but with the New Orleans taste. But we really don't. I mean, we've got the same old stuff. We've got the popcorn. We've got the hot dogs. It was a big, big deal when somebody, I don't know who it was, but there's still other people have come in behind them, doing Polish sausage. Polish sausage? There's nothing wrong with Polish sausage, but why don't we have andouille or boudin or something like that? It ought to all be local, don't you think? Every time I'm at a Mardi Gras parade, I think about that. And then I get on the radio and I start raving about it, and then we never hear from me again. Oh, wait, no, that's a different story. Well, our telephone number over here is 260-1870, 260-1870. And whatever you have on your mind about eating is fair game over here. We're wide open to whatever you care to talk about. If there is a dish that you've been trying to find in a restaurant somewhere and you have had no luck at finding it, or if you're looking for a recipe for something that you really want to eat and you used to know how to do it, but you can't remember exactly how much butter goes into that anyway, call me. I'm not claiming, believe me, I'm not claiming that I know anything about food more than the average person who likes to cook a lot. But if I don't know the answer to your question, we can find it among our listeners. And we have a lot of listeners, and a lot of them are very good at cooking. And they go out to eat a lot, and they know their stuff. So we can disseminate a lot of wonderful information that will make your eating much better. And then you become a gourmet, because all it takes to be a gourmet is to be able to say with a straight face that you, every day of your life, are looking for something that's a little bit better to eat than what you had yesterday, even if it's just a little bit. That quest makes you a gourmet. So congratulations on that. 260-1870. Give us a call. Tell us what you've been cooking. Tell us what you would have at Mardi Gras parades to eat if they had real food out there instead of cotton candy. You know, I keep thinking, boudin, that would be the perfect thing. It's very portable. You throw it into a steamer, you know, like you would use for hot dogs, actually. That would keep them nice and warm and moist and everything. You wrap them up. You hand them to the customer. He walks away and he eats it as he walks. This is what we're talking about. Very simple, but really delicious. Who doesn't love boudin? And very, 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 very Louisiana. So what do you think? Can we get anywhere with this? I've been yelling about it for about 20 years. We'll see. 260-1870. You know, before we get too deep into the program today, I would like to address something that I know a lot of people are thinking about because they've been sending me emails about it by the dozen, or if not the hundred. As you might or might not know, our regular program that's been on the air since, for 29 years on an AM radio station that, well, I'll tell you, it was 3WL for all that time, 1350. But I'm no longer there. I have moved across the hall, and now we are broadcasting on HD radio, which is the best radio sound that you can get. It's something new. Been around a few years, but it is here in major form now, and you will see more and more of it, and you will see better and better programming as a result of it, and more people who are farther away from downtown New Orleans will be able to listen to us. You wouldn't believe how many people who live all over the world, especially all over the rest of the country, but all over the world too, listen to the stream of our broadcast right here, right now. They're listening to, hi, that's you? I knew you were there. See, hi. So, anyway, what'd you say? Oh, we have a parade report. Now that's New Orleans. Let's find out what's going on with the parade. Hello, it's the Food Show on the Big 870 WWL and WWL 105.3 FM, and also on WWL.com. I have come to have a new respect for WWL.com because that's the portal that you use to get to my show. So we move along, and joining me over here on the green phone is Richard. Richard, welcome to the Food Show on the Big 870.
Hi, Tom. I know you don't want to talk about this, but I want to hear about your weight loss. And how
my weight loss?
Your weight loss.
Okay. You know, it boiled down to something pretty simple. I broke my ankle back around 4 or 5 years ago, and I couldn't walk for about 3.5 months. And it was really, really hard to get around at all. And my wife, God bless her, she took over the job of feeding me every day. But my wife is not what you would call a foodie. And she'd be the first person to tell you that she's not a gourmet. And if she told you about the things she'd like to eat, you would hear the word hamburger repeated more than a couple of times. And she just fed me. But it wasn't, let's say, appetizing enough for me to really get worked up about it. And I found that, without even realizing it, I didn't even know this was going on, that my appetite had kind of gone away. And I was down to eating just one meal a day, a little tiny breakfast, and I'd almost never have lunch, and then I would have dinner, the same kind of dinner I usually do. And I just started losing weight because at the same time I was walking a lot. I was trying to get, you know, my foot back together. And between those two things, somehow, I mean, I wish I had more to tell you. Then I'd publish a book and then make some money. But it's it was just that. And I lost 70 pounds doing that.
Wow, that's a lot of weight.
Well, it took about 2-3 years for it to play out exactly. But I seem to have.
So you originally weighed 300 pounds?
No, I was my peak was 259.
Wow.
Huh. Yeah. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, well, it amazed me. The doctor, he was even more amazed because he had been on me to get my blood pressure down and my weight down for a long time. And he said, you know, we maybe ought to check you to make sure there's nothing wrong with you. I said, no, I don't think
so.
Yeah,
right.
And there was. Yeah. We did it anyway, and it's worked out okay. It was kind of a miracle.
That's a fantastic deal.
Yeah. Well, so far, so good.
Okay.
Well,
thank
anything
you.
To report? Had anything good to eat lately?
I have been, everywhere I've been, it's been impossible to get in. And just blew it
to
off.
To get what?
To get in.
Oh,
everything
to get,
is
you...
so crowded. Yeah, everything.
Oh,
so
oh, yeah. Vincent's is impossible to get into.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, but
well.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
man.
Thanks for calling. See ya. We had somebody waiting over here. I guess we made him wait too long. Oh, well, that happens. 260-1870. I was about to tell you right before we took that break for the parade report. And as long as I'm talking about that, I have a million little random items that are going through my brain. One of them is Terrell Robinson. Good to talk with him and be on the same radio at the same time. He was doing traffic reports on my show, on the food show back in the 80s and 90s, and we had a really funny gig going back at that time. He was a very talented guy. It's nice to have him around with me again. And also, the mention of Arthur Hardy and his carnival guide. I remember when he first started that, we wrote an article about him for a newspaper I used to work for called Figaro, and he rose from being somebody that nobody except his friends knew. That's probably unfair. He was pretty well known by a lot of people, actually. But he had this great idea, and he's a Mardi Gras fanatic. I mean, he really loves the whole thing, everything about it, the history, the fun, the ins and the outs, even the politics of it. So that is quite a publication he puts out. It's incredibly handy if you ever are going to find yourself on purpose or by accident on a Mardi Gras parade route. So we just plug them a little bit, and I would go right along with that. And I'm going to plug one other thing. Did you hear that commercial we had a couple of minutes ago where they had an imitator of James Bond on there, and he was talking about tuxedos? I'm all in favor of tuxedos. I think guys ought to wear tuxedos every chance you get. It makes you look so much better, and the women love it. So that's just something to add to that. But the address for that shop, I can't remember the name of the shop, but I registered where it is because I kind of think of almost everything in the universe as being in relationship to some restaurant or other. That one is two doors down from Impostato's. So in case you couldn't quite figure out where exactly it was, go to Impostato's and then walk to the other side of the parking lot, and there it is, where you get your tuxedo. 260-1870. Calling us over here on the blue phone, it is Sean. Is that right? Sean, you there?
Yes.
Come on in. Welcome. Turn your radio down and sit down and start talking.
I think tuxedos are stupid.
Stupid? Yeah, so? Huh. Well, he didn't finish his sentence. What the? Well, Joe is here. I'm kidding. Joe, welcome to the food show.
Hi, I'm just calling. My wife and I's 40th anniversary is coming up.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. And we got a gift card to, I think it's Fogo de Chao.
Oh.
By the Marriott.
Yeah.
And I was calling to see if you knew anything about that.
I know all about it. I've been there a couple of three times. It's a Brazilian-style steakhouse, and they really do have locations of it in Brazil. This is they're not joking around. It's into two parts. They have this really huge salad bar that has a million things on it, and this is just to get you going before you launch into the steaks. The steaks are pretty good quality beef, and they are cut in unique ways. You will look at most of these steaks that they're coming out with and saying to yourself, what cut is that? It doesn't look like anything you're accustomed to eating. But once you start digging in on it, I think you'll be very happy with it. The deal is the waiters walk around with these skewers that look like swords, and they run the steaks on the sword, and then they hang it up in front of an open grill, and it just roasts out there, gets crusty on the outside, stays juicy in the middle, and then they bring this sword over to your table, and they put it down on a plate, and they slice off however much you want. You can have as much as you want of whatever cut you've picked, and in addition to steak, they have a little bit of fish on that menu. They have shrimp on it. They'll do turkey. They'll do ham. They'll do pork and lamb and all of it, but it's mostly steaks. And it's really a lot of fun. It's a cool place. By the way, there are two hotels called the Marriott. They're across the street from one another on Canal Street. This is the one on the uptown side of Canal Street. You'll see it easy enough, but you'll have a great time there. That's a fun place, especially if you've never been before.
All right, thank you.
Happy anniversary to you as well. We'll come back after we check in with CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System, for a news update, and then more of the food show, and then we also have another update of the parades. Stay tuned. Welcome back. It's the food show on the Big 870 WWL and WWL 105.3 FM. This is Tom Fitzmaurice, and it's nice to be here with you every day, and I really am with you every day now. We're on with this program 7 days a week, live, every day, including now on Sundays, unless we're preempted by something like a baseball game, which is exactly what's going to happen tomorrow, so I won't be there tomorrow. But we are ready to do it any day of the week. And hope you call, and hope you listen at the very least, and we'll talk about the food scene around town. There is much to be said. And sitting over here waiting for us to say some more of it or to do it himself is Gregory. Gregory? Whoops. Wait a minute. I slipseed here. I picked up the wrong. I have two mice working for me here, and that one was hell bent on going on the dial tone. Yeah, Gregory, you're there. He's gone. Oh, it's the food show, and I started in on this about 10 minutes ago, and I never did really get started much. The food show now is on HD radio. And a lot of people have been calling me because they were tuned into the old place and they couldn't find me at all. And it is a little hard to find the first time, but I have this advice. This is the easiest one of all. Just open up your computer browser to WWL.com. Just go straight to the WWL website, and you'll see two red buttons in the upper right-hand corner. One of them is kind of a medium red, and the other one's kind of a maroon color. Click on the maroon one. That will bring you right to where I broadcast during the week. We're on now 3 until 7. And so it's the length of the show has grown, too. So all of that, that's how you get to it. It's as easy as that. There are other ways. Another good one, especially if you're going to listen to this while you're out walking or riding a bicycle or something, you can just go to WWL app for your smartphone. And the sound on that is terrific. We have the entire program is on there, every little bit of it. And you will, I think, like that. It's really slick compared with what we've been putting up with all that static and stuff. 260-1870. We'd love to hear from you about whatever you have been eating lately. Our program today is, oh, wait a minute. I'll tell you what. Here's Patty. Is that what that says? Yeah, I think so. Patty, welcome to the food show.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
I have two reports. One, dissatisfaction, and another one, very satisfied.
All
so
right.
I'll go with the dissatisfaction first.
Yeah, but before you get started, may I ask you, don't tell me the name of the place until I ask you for it.
All right.
Yeah, fair enough?
Fair enough.
All right, fire away.
Okay to give you location? General location?
No, that tips it off as to what it is. Just, yeah.
All right.
I'll probably let you say it, but I want to hear what you have to say first.
Sure.
Okay.
Family and I went out for a midweek dinner. I had gotten a roast beef poor boy.
Yeah.
I was so dissatisfied with it. I doubt that I will be back at the restaurant for anything anytime soon. I think I would turn down an invitation to go. That's how bad the sandwich was. It was poorly made. It was poorly seasoned. A lot of gristle in it that no one took the time to cut away before they prepared it or served it. Just really, really a terrible, terrible roast beef poor boy.
Now, when you told them about this, what did they do?
I really never bothered. The service was not good to begin with. Had to ask, the waiter several times to refill drinks.
That's
irritating. They were moderately busy. I've been there where the place was jam-packed, and there was people had to wait to be seated. It was, like I said, it was not terribly busy at all. I just never bothered.
Okay.
I was tempted to tell
it'd be
the owner.
Worthwhile
I know
because
who the owner is. I don't know him personally, but I know who he is. I didn't
sometimes
even bother.
if you tell them, they'll make it good.
I've gotten.
Has it been good in the past?
Ago,
have you been there? Have you been there before?
No, I've been there many times in the past. And, the
and it was always good?
Always good. The quality has just gone down
this
tremendously.
Was this one time it happened
years.
Or more than one time?
The roast beef was the worst I've ever eaten anywhere.
Well, what I'm asking you is this the only time that's happened in all the times you've been there, or is this happening all the time?
That the food was that bad? No,
yeah.
It's just gotten progressively not as good. It was very good when they first opened. But
okay.
The quality has gone down, I'd say, in the last several years.
What is this?
Quarter View Restaurant on Clearview.
Oh, okay. That's not a restaurant that has ever worked very well for me. It's okay. They seem to be more about putting a big plate of food on in front of you than than one that you will remember. But yeah, well, I'd write him a letter, and I tell him what you thought. And, sometimes restaurants never get that stuff, even though X number of people are complaining. And so they figure, well, we must be brilliant. Let's just keep doing what we're doing, which obviously is not the way to go in this case. I would write him a letter and see what they do and let me know after they do that. All right, you have another report here. I'm going to put you on hold because we have to take another break. But hang on, don't go away. We'll be back with more of the food show after first please this. Hello, it's the food show. We were in the middle of Patty telling me two restaurant reports. You had one that was not so good, and now you have one that was very good, right, Patty?
Yes. Yes.
Where was it?
Lyuza's on Bienville.
Lyuza's on Bienville is better now than it's ever been, in my opinion.
I have to agree.
Yeah.
It's been many, many years since I've been there, but it really is outstanding. There were six of us there. Everyone thoroughly enjoyed their meal. And I have to tell you, they probably have the best stuffed artichoke of any outlet that I've ever tasted.
Wow.
One. I mean, you know, usually when you make them at home, but this one was extraordinarily good.
Well, you don't find too many stuffed artichokes in restaurants to begin with, but that is the kind of thing that they do really well. I've always thought so. And congratulations to them. They finally bit the bullet, and now they take credit cards for the first time ever. So that was the only thing I had against them was that they didn't take credit cards, which is, I don't know, for whatever reason they do that, it's a pain in the butt for customers, and they shouldn't, you know, that in this day and age.
Well, even Wendy takes them now, so.
Yeah, everybody.
Things are changing.
There's only one left, actually two. One of them is Mosca's, and the other one is Alon. I never remember the name of this place. A little Italian restaurant in the Marigny. Well, listen, thank you, Patty. It's the food show. Jim is waiting for us over here on the purple phone. And, Jim, welcome. Jim, you there?
Doing today. I'm calling from Laplace, and I called a couple of years ago after Thanksgiving and wanted a good recipe for turkey gumbo, and I've been making it every year ever since.
Oh, good.
And we just remodeled our kitchen, and I'm looking for a good idea for a new meal to cook in it.
For a new what? Jim, you there?
Yes, sir. I said I'm looking for a new meal to cook in my new remodel.
Oh, a new meal. A new meal. I couldn't make out what you said. Let's see. You know what everybody seems to be wild about lately, and it's an old-fashioned kind of a thing, and it's not a lot of work, although it takes a while to do this, but to do prime rib. You know, go to the butcher shop, in whatever supermarket you go to, and get them to cut them like 3 inches thick and crust them up on the outside and then put them in the main part of the oven at a fairly low temperature, like 250 even to 300 degrees, and let it cook for a long time real slow. And then you take it out after you hit the temperature, internal temperature, about 200 and...
We just put a convection oven in, so will it cook the same?
That's very helpful. The best thing I've seen a convection oven do is roast chicken. It does a miracle with roast chicken. You get a nice crusty, crunchy almost skin on the chicken. What, as you probably know, a convection oven does is that it circulates the air inside the oven. But at the same time, it takes a lot of the humidity out of there. And so you oftentimes, anything that's very juicy, it will concentrate the juiciness and you'll get this nice crust on the outside. That's a convection oven is a great thing to have.
So it'll seal the juice inside.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, not 100%, but it will. But a lot of that, the fat and the juices kind of stay at the surface. And as... when you end the recipe, you turn it up a little bit, and you'll get this nice, crunchy, delicious skin on it.
And it seems to be that it gets to be too repetitious sometimes,
Yeah.
And I just wanted an idea for something different with the same kind, instead of the same kind of meal all the time,
Sure. Well, there are plenty of things out there. Lord only knows. You will never run out of recipes, no matter how hard you try. I've been writing them for about 40 years now, and I'm nowhere near to being close to getting to the end of that list.
Well, I don't call all the time, but I listen all the time, and I really appreciate helping out with food ideas and. So you have a blessed day and continue helping us out with things to eat.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that comment, and good luck with your new kitchen. It's the Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice, and joining us over here is that Lynn? Yeah, Lynn. Welcome to the Food Show.
Hey, Tom. How you doing today?
I'm rolling along just like usual. Yeah.
Good. I was listening, and I caught the tail end of the Marriott, this steak you said like on a sword.
Yes.
And I missed the location and the name of the restaurant that you were talking about.
The name of the restaurant is Fogo de Chao. I can't pronounce it the way they do it. It comes out like something like Fogo de Chao. But Fogo de Chao will get you. It's on the ground floor of the JW Marriott Hotel, which is right across the street from the big, big, tall one, and just on the other side, on the uptown side of Canal Street. It's where that football coach, which was Don Shula had a steakhouse there for a number of years, but he's gone.
Gotcha.
This is in
the so it's space. Right across from the big, tall, thin Marriott.
Right. Yeah, it's right. It's the former Meridian. At the beginning. Have fun over there. That's an interesting place to go to, especially the first time. We'll come back with more of the food show in a moment after first, please. This. Hi, it's the food show on the Big 870 WWL and WWL 105.3 FM. Here is Frank. Frank, welcome. Yes.
I want to talk about a dish, it's a shrimp dish. It's called fried spiders.
Fried spiders. You get this in sushi bars. You go to a sushi bar and you tell them, I want some fried spiders, and they'll know what you're talking about. This is the cluster of legs from the shrimp up in the front end near the head, and they just yank that out. Usually they take a knife and they cut it out a little bit too, but all of the muscles that make that move are up in the body, not in the legs themselves. So you get this little cluster of meat at the top, and when they fry it, it comes out looking like a spider. You can eat the whole thing. Because the legs aren't, you know, the shell isn't hard enough to do any damage. And that's it. It's more of a fun thing than a really delicious thing, I'd say. But kind of a cool deal.
Yes, I like doing it when I fry shrimp. It has a mix between a fish and a shrimp flavor.
Yeah, well, that makes some kind of sense, I guess.
Absolutely.
And speaking of something different, here's what has gone differently wrong in the world today. It's a whatever it is, they'll tell us over at CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System, on WWL Radio New Orleans and WWL FM HD1 Kenner New Orleans. Stay tuned. Another hour of the food show is forthcoming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.